4 ETW, mobile in motion.
And 4 ZLK, mobile.
As I end up on the hilltop.
Headed into town for a haircut. Gotta cut some of this shag off of myself and so I can look a little more presentable.
What I'm doing.
It gets shaggier than the hair. The hair doesn't grow as fast.
My beard goes about 3 times as fast as my hair does. Been doing good. Doing good. We had a good Saturday up over in Pickens. Doing the radio thing and everything else, I guess, going all right.
Turn out, I wasn't able to go. We had our granddaughters, 3 of them, spent the night Friday night, and they were there through dinner time when my son came and picked them up. We ate dinner together, so I wasn't able to make it.
We didn't have a crowd, a good handful, but had to do some stuff. One of the guys got a couple of good contacts, Japan, Brazil. I don't remember where else.
ZEW.
Did you, Chuck, was there a VHF station too? Were you making simplex contacts? And then turn it over to Ben when you answer that.
I'm going to go ahead and give it to Ben. He'd answer all that better than I can.
Multiple VHF radios, but we were working mostly HF. And we were working under the club call sign, which was kind of neat. So I did a bunch of phone contacts and a bunch of FTA contacts, all under the club name. So I think I probably made 26 contacts for the day as the club.
Good. What kind of antennas did you have up, and how high were they? How many?
I had a 67-foot NFED half-wave, and it was only about 8 feet off the ground. And I was getting multiple countries. Most of my sidebands or my phone contacts were other countries because of the EX contest. Several people had verticals. I did have a dual bander sitting on a pizza tin, and it worked fantastically. God, Chuck, what other antennas and stuff did you see?
What that was that Jim had in the back, I was trying to... Hey, Jim.
Helped out with the contacts.
The one other thing we did, which was cool, was for the South Carolina sideband net and North Carolina sideband net at 7 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. respectively, the club checked into both, and those are 80-meter nets. So that was a real hoot. We had a group for each of those check-ins.
You said you were operating on the 67-foot NFED. I guess you had another one for 80 meters, another antenna, because I don't know if that 67-foot would resonate on 80.
I was using the internal tuner for everything except for 80. So with that 67-footer, I did have to use an external tuner. But everything 40 through 10, it handled with the internal tuner.
At the time, did you have anybody operating CW?
Grab that one, because you walked around a lot more than I did.
I did not see anybody doing that. Everybody was trying to reach out, mostly on HF, like Ben said. I just sat back and all. I didn't know what nobody was doing. Fascinating.
I hate that I missed it, especially being not too far away as well. Wouldn't even have to drive across town for it, but sounds like you had a good time.
Main thing was we eat good.
Yeah. And that's usually the best part about all of it.
Now, we thought it was going to get a little rough. Finally got the thunder and lightning. And it was still good till I got about halfway home to Campobello. And then about travel rest, the bottom fell out.
The car unloaded, and I don't have a garage. and it started raining like 2 minutes after I got the car unloaded. It was amazing.
Yeah, Ben, but I caught you got unloaded 2 minutes before the rain dropped out.
Just phoning in on the weather conversation. But we did operate out of Phil's barn, so if it had rained, we would have still been able to operate and eat and stay dry and all that stuff.
That night, Chuck, I remember you checking in. You were on your way home. Did anybody stay overnight, or was it wrapped up?
A couple stayed Friday night getting things ready. Nobody stayed Saturday night.
My tent and ground cloth and pillow and everything. I had planned to stay Saturday night, but because of the weather, I bailed.
What is Phil's call sign? Do you know?
Right on. Being having somewhere.
It is Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Charlie Delta.
I recognize the call. I've never spoken with him, but it sounds familiar. And I wasn't sure when I heard the plans for being out there. I didn't know who he was.
Usually go there, you know, I'm just going to run up on that place.
Did have a fun HF contact, and the guy was, NVIS, so the guy was in, like, Central or Clemson, and he knew the area we were in better than almost anybody there. We talked to this person, like, 25 minutes, and he knew stuff about the area we were in that I don't think Phil even knew. It was wild.
Well, I was hoping if I had a chance to run back in the room and see if I could hear anything going on, but my youngest granddaughter actually took a nap in my radio room, so when they all come over and they stay for a while, usually one of them takes over my shack. We put a pack and play in there so the youngest one can sleep, but kind of limits my radio time when they're all there.
So we had kind of had to work all over the place. I think Bob RPG, he might have parked on a frequency and just like redundantly called the team. I'm not sure, but we were all over the place because of that DX contest.
CW. Ben, who was that just got parked on there? Is that the guy from Central that just kept talking and talking and talking to everybody?
I'm talking about, I have his call sign log. We could look him up, but I don't remember who it was. I remember that conversation, though.
Yeah, I don't know what frequency you were on, but you just found him out there and he went to talking.
He might have answered my CQ250 call, or I might have caught him. I don't remember. I think he answered my CQ250 call, and I was working W4NYK, so he was probably curious. He's probably familiar with that club call sign. He was like, "What are they doing?"
CQ250.
America 250. Event that's going on that lasts all year. If you get 250 confirmed contacts in the USA over the course of this year, you get an award for it because it's the 250th anniversary of America.
That might be what it was. I didn't know there was that contest going on as well. Excuse me, losing my voice here.
It's an event. I would call it a special event instead of contest.
I'll look that up. I'm going to let you go. I think I might be coming down with something. I started losing my voice yesterday. Don't want to wear it out before the day's over. Good to hear both of you. Thanks for the information, and we'll talk to you later. F4, is that LK?
LK, Carol, 4ECW. And it was good talking to you. Catch you on next time.
Get the feeling better, get some rest and food, and maybe we'll see you at the radio rally in May.
night when I heard them announce it on the net. I'm going to try to go. So, anyway, talk to you later. N4, is that okay?
EW.
Wait a minute, I got to step out of the store a minute.
I have a meeting at 10 o'clock, but I'll be monitoring till then.
I'll get back with you in just a minute. KR4, ETW clear.